Proclamation number 238, dated the December 26th, 1937. Beings in the beyond. Appeal for help. We salute you in the name of the Father and inform you according to His will. All beings wishing to be in contact with you are gathered around you, and thus the Lord in His kindness has decided to grant their desire as it is the feast of love. The following beings are permitted to avail themselves of your strength and to speak through you. An old father, his spirit has already been with you for a long time, appeals to you not to forget his son, who stayed in your vicinity but had to conclude his earthly course of life. He frequently comes to visit you and follows your striving, and yet he cannot understand why he is unable to contact you. During his time on earth he refused to be taught and never thought of the hour of death, so although he was recalled by the Lord, his spirit still constantly remains in the proximity of earth. He has still not gained any realization about his task in the beyond. His Father is concerned for him and appeals to you to pray for him. Grant him this wish. And now someone comes to you who wanted to speak to you before and did not give you his name. So many beings are present here. They are called to you on account of your thoughts. However, try to hand yourself over to us and only accept what we give you. Keep this in mind. The latter takes an active interest in your work and would like to assure you again that you can help many people with it. He turns to you and always remains close to you, so that you will suddenly feel when he pushes himself into your thoughts. He has no problems with your environment, for all the beings are dear to him. He would like to make his presence known to you all and yet is sorry that he cannot make himself understood. However, when your thoughts are with him, he will try to make himself noticeable to you if the Father gives him the strength to do so. Today he just wants to greet you and request your prayer. But someone wants to speak to you himself and we are happy to let him do so. Dear friend, your efforts are a comfort to us and give us hope, for we need the love of people on earth because we fail to make contact with the Lord during our lifetime on earth. Oh, how wrong was our life on earth! Now we have a difficult battle and we are so grateful to you because your kind thoughts, your prayers, help us so much. We depend on your love. For this reason we constantly gather around you, for the Father grants us the grace of being allowed to take part in your work. Thanks be to the Heavenly Father, for through your work we now recognize our task and eagerly devote ourselves to it. Spurred on by your spiritual work, your struggle and activity and strengthened by your prayer in which you remember us. It is a blessing for all of us who are surrounding you, for we have thereby also gained an insight into the working of higher spiritual beings which approach us with so much love, and we are permitted to be present with you at every contact in order to learn ourselves how we should accomplish our work in the beyond in order to ascend ever higher. Single quote. Now you shall still hear something that will please you. All beings in the beyond are instructed to support you. Consequently, we, being capable of helping you, will not leave your soul in distress and you'll always be surrounded by a group of people who are close to you on earth and even today still gladly stay with you when it involves protecting you against all dangers threatening your soul. Therefore always remember all your loved ones who passed over before you with affection. They are now always around you and beg God that He may bless you in order to be forever united with you. Grant them your prayer too, for one shall always take care of the other with love. Amen.